But in the latest report presented this month at the Conference on Retroviruses and Opportunistic Infections in Boston, researchers revealed the strongest evidence yet that these latent viruses can be activated and eliminated, at least in animals. In a study involving a former HIV that infects monkeys, Dr. Dan Baruch and his colleagues at Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center and Harvard Medical School showed that a drug that stimulates the immune system and activates the dormant HIV combined with a powerful antibody that can neutralize the HIV-infected cells prevented HIV from surging back in 5 of 11 animals, 6 months after they stopped taking ARVs. In the monkeys whose HIV did return, the virus levels were 100 times lower than they were in animals that were not treated at all. I think our data raises the possibility that an intervention achieving functional cure is possible, says Baruch. It shows a level of potential efficacy, at least in animals, that, to the best of my knowledge, hasn't been seen before. The fact that nearly half of the animals did not show the typical spike in HIV that normally comes within 2 weeks of stopping anti-HIV drugs suggests that Baruch's so-called shock-and-kill approach may be effectively targeting the elusive reservoir of dormant virus. It's a promising step toward the next frontier in HIV treatment, ridding people of the virus and potentially their lifelong dependence on ARV drugs. The method hasn't yet been tested in humans, and a cure is likely still years in the making, but there is hope. In the epidemic's history, one person is believed to have been cured of HIV. Timothy Ray Brown, an American who is now 52, was studying in Berlin in 1995 when he tested positive for HIV. He kept his virus under control with a combination of ARVs for about 10 years until he was hit with another devastating diagnosis, leukemia, which his doctors believed was not related to his HIV. To treat the cancer, Brown took chemotherapy and had two bone marrow transplants to replace the malignant cells in his blood and immune system. His doctor, who was aware of Brown's HIV status, had the foresight to find a special donor for Brown who carried a mutation that would make it impossible for HIV to infect his newly transplanted cells. Brown stopped taking ARVs when he received the bone marrow transplants, and more than a decade later, no test has found any active HIV in Brown.